Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, December 9th, and you're listening to the big call. And as our bumper music came in, I thought Bob might play this song, and sure enough, he did. The last song was Mary, Did You Know? And it's a great song. It usually breaks me up, and I just think it's terrific. And we talked about it for a few minutes before the recording came on. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another wonderful teaching that she's found for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you're doing to bring us back to you at this time of year when we commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus the Christ. And thank you for that gift, that perfect gift, unspeakable gift of salvation that the Bible refers to it as. Thank you for it. Thank you for where we are in terms of our blessing to receive it. Thank you for everything that is happening now to facilitate it. Give us a great call, we pray tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, you know what kind of mood I'm in. Let's see what you have in the way of a teaching tonight. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I think we have a beautiful pairing. And so thank you, Bob, for setting the tone. We're already there. And this is going to be quite an incredible, momentous, is it the 12 days of Christmas? We're before the 12 days of Christmas, but this is my present to everyone on the call.
Okay.
Becoming like him. As he is, so are we in this world. The revelations of Jesus in his glorified state has at least four overwhelming characteristics that directly affect the coming transformation of our world. These must be embraced as part of God's plan in these final hours. Number one, glory. This is the manifested presence of Jesus. History is filled with stories of his manifest presence resting upon his people. He lives in all believers, but the glory of his presence comes to rest on only a few. It is sometimes seen and frequently felt. He is returning for a glorious people. It is not an option. Tongues of fire were seen on the heads of the apostles on the day of Pentecost. In more modern times, fire has been blazing from the top of church buildings when the people of God are gathered together in his name. The only ones capable of such a thing are those to whom fire has been entrusted. Well-meaning believers will often use control as a means to bring this fire into order, thinking they are serving God. On the other hand, some will turn to hype to fan an emotional flame when the fire is no longer there. Both are the expressions of earthly man. And when earthly man is in charge, the glory of God must lift. If the Father filled the Old Testament houses with his glory, though they were built by human hands, how much more will he fill the place that he builds with his own hands? He's building us into his eternal dwelling place. Power. To be as he is involves being a continuous expression of power. The baptism in the Holy Spirit clothes us with this heavenly element. As clothing is on the outside of the body, so the power is to be the most visible part of the believing congregants. It is the power of salvation for the body, soul, and spirit. Many in the world around us seek for help from the culture before coming to Christ. They also reach for medical help, legitimate and otherwise, before they ask for our prayers. Why? For the most part, we're not clothed with heaven's power. If we had it, they would see it. If they saw it, they would come. The power vacuum in our congregations allows false prophets to flourish. Triumph. Jesus conquered all things, the power of hell, the grave, sin, and the devil. He was raised from the dead, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and was glorified above all. Every name and power has been placed beneath him. He calls us his body, and this body has feet. Figuratively speaking, he's saying the lowest part of his body has authority over the highest part of everything else. The victory doesn't mean we live without battle. It simply means our victory is secured. The attitude of those who live from the triumph of Christ is different than those who live under the influence of their past. I really want to stress that one. The attitude of those who live from the triumph of Christ is different than those who live under the influence of their past. The only part of the past that we have legal access to is the testimony of the Lord. The rest is dead, buried, forgotten, and covered under the blood. The past should have no negative effect on the way we live, as the blood of Christ is more than sufficient. Living from the victory of Christ is the privilege for every believer. And finally, holiness. Jesus is perfectly holy, separate from all that is evil, unto all that is good. Holiness is the language through which the nature of God is revealed. The psalmist penned the phrase, in the beauty of holiness. Holiness reveals the beauty of God. Our understanding of holiness, even in certain seasons, has often been centered around our behavior, what we can and cannot do. However, what in the past incorrectly has been reduced to a list of do's and don'ts will soon become the greatest revelation of God the world has ever seen. Whereas power demonstrates the heart of God, holiness reveals the beauty of his nature. This is the nature and the great unveiling of the beauty of holiness we are about to enter. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. These teachings just keep getting better and better and better. They just are all just amazing. And this was really, really good. I like this teaching a lot because it says a lot. And it says a lot about believers who are making up the body of Christ, as Paul refers to it. And it gives us an opportunity to be set apart, which is what holy means, to be set apart, to be separated from the world. You know, and even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Our citizenship is in heaven. But we're here on this earth, or some would say in this earth, to fulfill the will of God. And I think it's terrific that we have that opportunity to do that. But our righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. But the righteousness of God in Christ has been imparted or imputed to us. His righteousness has become our righteousness. When he sees us, when God sees us, he sees his only begotten Son, Jesus, and his righteousness. It's been imputed to us, not of anything that we have done to earn it, but the fact that it was given to us by the Holy Spirit when we have accepted and received Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior and Lord. And it's a wonderful transition, a transfer, an exchange is really what it amounts to. It's an exchange that's been given to us, but we only receive it by faith. Faith is the one thing that we can do that God responds to. And it's what he's asked of us. What is faith? It is taking God at his word. Many times the Bible says, Jesus said, only believe. Just believe it. Believe it. Receive it. Believe it. Take God at his word. And that's what God's asking of us. He's not asking for works. Not for salvation. No way. Works will get us rewards, okay, but they're not a part of salvation. Neither is church membership. Neither is baptism. Neither is donating money. So many things people try to do to earn their way to heaven. Not going to happen. Doesn't work that way. God has been very clear as to how people receive entrance into God's kingdom of heaven. Just remember to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I mean, it's so simple, people try to make it harder than it really is. I thought that was a really good teaching, Sue, and I love the fact that you can pull and we can pull so many concepts out of it. And the one last comment I'll make is the power that was referred to in this teaching, the dunamis, the power that comes by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the refilling of the Holy Spirit, you know, all of that. When you have power, there's an anointing. And we've talked about anointing before. And when the church, and I mean a church body, a body of believers in a building, when they meet and there's power, you can see miracles happen, you can see things happen in that building, which we all call the church, knowing that the church is actually the body of Christ. But the power is missing in a lot of church buildings. It's missing because they need the anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They need so that the gifts of the Holy Spirit can manifest in that building, in that church service. So if you're looking for that, find a Bible-believing, non-denominational church that believes in the power of God, believes in miracles. And you'll see miracles occur in that building. And, of course, in the life of the believer. Well, that's what I got out of that teaching so far, Sue. And I really thank you for finding that and bringing that out so beautifully tonight. Bob?
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Sue. Another great teaching. How did you see this teaching? And did it speak to you in any particular way?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is one of my favorite teachings. It's just really it created a sense of relaxation. And I think the reason that it did is because all the elements in the teaching and the concept of the way being paved for us, the way is already paved. So why are you trying so hard? Trying, you know, with all the machinations of your mind and worries and the like, I started to feel like, okay, the way is already paved, so let's just relax and feel great because all is well. And sometimes that type of feeling can be hard to experience when you're watching the news or taking care of tasks during the day, you know, paying your taxes, or appearing for jury duty. But the fact is, you know, we can, if we have the belief that the will of God, God's desire for us is to be in this relaxed state of gratitude for the pathway that we can follow. And I started thinking about, you know, the other aspects from the teaching, the holiness and power and triumph. And it's like the whole aspect of holiness, you can imagine what it's going to be like when you arrive, and the holiness that permeates heaven. And perhaps also we can feel it right now, since we know it's here. And if we can begin to feel it and imagine it and have faith and learn from the Word and from teachings like this, then perhaps it rubs off on us. And we too can be holy right here on earth. And the power, Bruce, that you're talking about, I think to bring that power into the church that you attend is mm-hmm. really developing this powerful faith. Because faith can be casual, it can be kind of spoken, but to really embody it and have it become your primary representational system, then that adds the power to it that can permeate the whole church. And then that itself will be a triumph, right? You've triumphed over your doubts and your fears, and as the mm-hmm. teaching said, triumphed over mm-hmm. your past, right? And as you triumph over your own stuff, and imagine your triumphant arrival at the end of the path that's been paved for us, that requires that powerful faith to imagine and embrace that triumph. And so I thought that teaching was really, really, you know, exceptional, I would say, too. And I think that I feel very privileged to have the chance to listen to it.
Thank you, Bob. Well said, Bob. You covered a lot of different parts of that, and I think it was exceptional. Sue, this was really, really special, and perfect timing for this night, for this time of year as well, as we enter the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. What did this teaching say anything specifically to you, and how did you see the teaching from your perspective?
It's actually going to be blending both of your very profound perspectives. And I picked it. I knew it was going to be strong for the community. But I thought it was essential, essence. Let me just do a quick review. Remember, it was called Become Like Him. And it was based on glory, power, triumph, and holiness. And remember how you were feeling, Bruce, after listening to that song. This is very important for everybody to really get. I'm going to go into mechanics of frequency. Bob said he loved the teaching because he got to relax. And he got to relax, he got to bathe in the frequency, the purity, the rhythm of transcendent reality. So when Bob and when this person writing this was talking about church environments and why we're not seeing this, and I'm going to make it really simple for everybody. And you said it too, Bruce. It's moving in to that state where you get to go inside yourself and become the frequency of glory, the frequency of power, the frequency of triumph, the frequency of holiness. Christ modeled holding frequency, a vibration. The Father and I are one. And so what happens to people is they go into their community and everybody's at a different frequency. Most of the frequency has their energy going outside of themselves, and there's no coherence. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty simple. You have to embody it in you first. And then as you get quiet and you, just like what we did on this call, you just saw a 2-minute exercise in that song and then maybe 3 minutes in this teaching that we're all going to glory, power, triumph, and holiness. And it's just a matter of making the decision to, you know, I'm going to tell you, do neuroplasticity in Christ, but to meditate and feel that in your body once or twice a day. Because as you train yourself that I can transcend the reality that I see with my eyes and become one with the Father and be in my higher timeline, in my higher reality, and the reality that's emerging through me as Christ in me, then you're walking into a church place and you're saying, wow, I can see all these, I can see the sparks that are getting turned on, and I can see the glory that's starting to fill this space. You're walking into your project, you're walking into a space because you're actually seeing it and feeling it first in yourself. You're not going to a place to look for it, to get it. You're coming into a place to give it. And what's sad is that because there's so much doing, people lose their connection to receiving it first. You can't give if you're depleted from giving, 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 doing, 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 busy, busy, busy. That's why Bob said, oh, so good to relax. He was receiving. And I think there's going to be a new kind of worship, quote unquote, a new kind of allowing heaven to descend in to our bodies so we receive it and we're filled with it, because we make the space for that union. It's union with God. It's union with higher dimensions. Everything higher frequency physics is frontier physics talks about. There's no separation. And let me speak to that for a second. Yes, we were meant to be, quote, set apart. I think it's the end of separation. Being set apart is transcending the struggle, the limitation, the scarcity, the frequencies that say you are limited. You have transcended that to be one with Christ, to be one with the beauty of your true vibratory nature in Christ. And we're all on this call, hopefully feeling something you've never felt before, because our universe is vibration. And those are new aspects that Christ was teaching, but that we're going to get to carry out in a whole new, beautiful, holy, glorified, power-filled, transcendent way. That's what I have to say.
Okay, Sue. Thank you for that teaching and your commentary on it. And thank you, Bob, as well, for yours. And what it comes down to is unity in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, there is the desire for that. And I like what you said, Sue, about the idea of bringing, you know, what you said into the church building itself. In other words, don't just plan to go in to receive, but be there to present it, to be that issue of praise, you know, to be that person that's bringing that gift into the sanctuary, into that. And the frequency, when we talk about frequency, what happens in a lot of churches, not all, but where there's music, there's frequency. And there's vibration. And when you get a whole group of people singing together and listening and singing and instruments, there is the frequency of harmony. And that harmonizing of the body of Christ is what brings unity to that one frequency or multiple frequencies that provide harmony. And that's where... Yep. That's where the power begins.
Yeah,
in the
that
church.
That's absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's because
it's rhythmic. It's getting into the limbic system. It's getting into your body. It's raising the frequency up into praise and into a higher vibration, into a new experience. And every time you experience that, your whole nervous system is rewiring to a reality that has transcended your past. If you're practicing it. So you want me to go on to praise and prayer?
Let us go on. That sounds great. Let's go to praise and
Let us reason together.
Let us reason together.
Let us vibrate. Yeah, reason.
Let us vibe together. Yes.
Yeah. Every word is important these days. Tonight's prayer is from Pastor Scott. It's for one of my adopted daughters. This time of year is difficult for her, like many others. Both her biological parents died from alcoholism a year apart. So please pray with me for her emotional state. She is 19, and we've had her since she was 2 months old. Be blessed. Be blessed, Big Call Universe. We appreciate all your prayers for my health. I'm doing good. Be blessed and love you all. Pastor Scott.
Right.
Wow, that's big, Pastor Scott.
Do we have that daughter's name, Sue? Did Pastor Scott bring
nope.
it? By name?
Nope.
But we know she's the 19-year-old adult daughter.
Yep.
Well, we just pray for everybody at this time of year that's going through family things that they've had in the past to, like Sue said initially, to let those go. Let those things that are behind us, let them go, and then embrace what is coming to us in our future. So we would say that we would believe that this adult daughter would have a wonderful Christmas season and look forward to her future, which is great. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Bruce. This is from Genia. It's an opportunity to... Oh, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's an opportunity to pause and give thanks for the love, hope, and joy found in Jesus, our Savior and friend. The second week of Advent, we light the second purple candle, peace. Psalm 34:14. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. See, there's that transcendence again. Isaiah 4:26. Look up at the sky and give thanks to God for the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Mm-hmm.
We give thanks to God for having another day on this earth, for the gift of life. We're thankful and congratulate President Trump, who was awarded FIFA's inaugural Peace Prize, Football Unites the World, on 12/5/25 at the 2026 World Cup draw in Washington, D.C., in recognition for his exceptional and extraordinary actions to promote peace and unity around the world. Well deserved. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues, Pastor Scott's complete recuperation, faith and hope for this RV blessing in the 800 numbers, MedBeds ASAP, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed week. We're all hoping and praying that we get the 800 number before Christmas, which is 16 days until December 25th. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen to that, Jeannie. Absolutely. And I think all of those things I will address in my segment tonight. It's really good, though, that you kind of capture what it is everybody's looking for in that prayer. And you know what's nice about what Jeannie said, Sue, Bob, in that, what she read, she gave a benediction. What's benediction? It means a good word. And this benediction is one we've all heard before. And some churches use it at the end of the service. And they give you a good word. But Jeannie brought it to us in the middle of our call. And I thought it was really good. Really good. And that's a good word. Thank you very much, Jean. Anybody else, Sue? Anybody else?
That's it.
That's it for tonight. Okay. Well, thank you, Sue.
That's
appreciate
it.
That. Great. Good job. Good job on that. And let's do this, Sue. Tell us what you've been working on. And I know some of what you've been working on. So tell us what you're offering and what you'd like us to know.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Let's have everybody do something to just get their identity in that special glorified place. And just imagine that we're walking from one room, the prayer room, and we're walking out, and you're actually walking out into your most glorious future. And we're walking into your most glorious future room. That's really what everything I do is about. It's about the science of possibility. And tonight I want to talk about, and this is really significant, and it's such a wonderful thing the way everything comes together with Bob's beautiful song, Mary, Did You Know? And just where the teaching was. Just put this down if you have a pen. This segment is called Reverence for the Now and Future. So a lot of people, you know, they leave their bodies and they go back into the past or they go way out into the future. I'm a futurist, so I love to do that. But your power and your, you know, you're moving to the future, moves through your body, and it's in the now, and then you envision the future you want to create. So I'm going to read you a testimonial that came in on Monday morning, and it was really wonderful to read. Dear Sue, holy cow, I've just finished the first DYBF class, and I can't believe the clarity you provided. So I can walk through this transition without getting lost in the weeds. I convinced my wife that we should both listen, so we sat taking copious notes. We feel like you gave us so much to escape traps we would have otherwise been caught in. Thank you for creating this. I hope you can read this. It is my way of paying forward what you've created for us all. Blessing your anointing, John and Catherine. So here's what's really important. Designing your best future is not just your personal future. Designing your best future has several really unique components. Number one, I've been working in kind of the science. I'm a researcher, I would say, more than anything. I'm a coach. But I've been working on how people learn, how people behave, and how they can transform into their highest and best selves through Christ, through neuroscience, and how this actually is going to get into, quote-unquote, the body of Christ. So these people, when you get designing your best future, you get that feeling. You're going to go into a meditation that supports you knowing how to navigate. I don't think people really understand how much new environment they're going to be navigating. And so especially, write this down, the first and second classes are 10 years of research, walking side by side with Bruce and the people that, you know, like have literally gone in and done a Redemption Center appointment, and then understanding and listening to how to strategically move through your first couple of weeks, your first month, your second month. Now, why is that important? Why are you saying, okay, designing your best future, do we have to hear about this again? This is not same old, which is why we call our classes not a class. This is you becoming a quantum leader. Let me tell you what quantum leadership and Christ-based leadership, how they're one. In the world you're about to enter, your thoughts and how what you're projecting into the world, like Christ taught us, they're going to be shaping your reality. So what we're doing in this class is we're helping you see these key decision points, understand how you can go left, you can go right, and kind of giving you a behavioral map that is going to bring you peace. If you go into something and you don't know where you're going, what happens in your body? What happens when you just show up and it's crowded and there's a lot of new stuff? Is that very organized? Is your nervous system organized? Have you been with somebody that's like been with the top leaders in this thing for 10 years? Do you have access to somebody like that? That's getting like what is actually happening? Do you have access to the states of being that you want to be in? That's what designing your best future delivers. And it's based on literally how you're going to create your safety and your next step. And when I mean safety, it means that in order for us to kick off a new world, we need totally revised nervous systems. Most people are frozen, shut down, overloaded, dysregulated. If anybody relates to that, raise your hand. Overloaded, overwhelmed, scattered, fragmented. That's what most people have. But if you want to start your walk into your new life and you want to feel grounded, and most of all, if you want to feel supported, you're going to feel really supported. It's like I'm sitting there one-on-one with you. You're in a class of people, but you're going to feel like you're going on a curated tour of your future, and you're going to get to see, okay, now you can go this direction or you can go this direction. Which one do you think? And it's very obvious in the way we teach it. So let me just ask you a closing question. Do you want peace as you step into this new chapter? Do you want to know where you're going to go so you don't get lost in the noise? Have you ever gone into something and just been really, I don't know how many, you know, think about the times when you just had not a clue what you're doing. It's really exciting. It's fun to be in that space. I love that space. It's good to have a beginner's mind. But isn't it better to have somebody that's walked and has access to insight and behavior that can make it so, let me just, like if somebody was walking you through a really crowded line and came alongside and said, come with me, let me walk you through this so you get out of the chaos. That's what designing your best future does. And then finally, do you want genuine agency? Do you want to be sovereign? Do you want to know that you can walk this without being overwhelmed? If you have a map, if your identity is quiet, your nervous system is quiet, and you're receiving this instruction, you're not going to be spinning out with, what do I do next? Who are these people? What's going to happen? It's not going to be any of that. It's really important because you're going to bring that energy into your projects, into your family, into your body? Doesn't it make sense to be more coherent? So here's what I'm going to suggest. As soon as I get off, I'm going to welcome, I'll probably be able to process 3 or 4 designing your best future. So get your pen out if you want this. If you want to get clear on starting with clarity, peace, not being overloaded, if that resonates with you, send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put designing your best future 100. Let us know if you have PayPal or not. And we're going to write, we'll probably be able to take care of 4 of you tonight. So I'm going to be doing this while Bob is talking. I'm going to be working on this right. I'm sitting here ready to support you. Because to me, this is one of the most important things you could do because nobody's put it all together for you. No one. It's kind of sad to me, actually. It's sad that we didn't have the support. But this is for your nervous system. This is for your leadership. This is for your clarity. And this is for your peace. Then, listen to Bruce's segment because it's pretty awesome. I'm going to be online tomorrow morning at probably 9:30 to get as many done in case the 800 numbers come out. So here's the call. The call is, if this resonates at all, if you want that clarity, if you want that peace, if you want that holiness, that victory, that power, that triumph, this is your time to get the designing your best future, which is to bring that into the world. So get, I'm going to do probably 4 tonight, and then I'll do the rest tomorrow morning, okay? Because listen to Bruce's intel. It's just kind of like, it's like watching the garage door. I had to jump into a friend's car once. She said, okay, we're going to my repair shop. You get into this car, I'm going to get into, you get into my car. It was a different kind of car than I was used to driving. And I'm going to get into this car. And the garage door was closing, and I had to get in, figure out where all the dials were, what was going on. And the door was closing on me. That's where you are. That's where you are. Okay? So I don't mean to, oh, it was so scary. It was
The door. But yeah.
It was slowly coming down. And I don't want you being in that state in the future. But I'm being real. This is authentic. This isn't manufactured urgency. Listen to Bruce's intel. You decide.
All right. They're going to listen to my intel already.
Well, it's just it's what I know and they don't know. Okay.
Question is, do I even have any intel?
Okay, well, I think you have a little bit. You have an important bit. Yeah, that's true. So integratedminds@hushmail.com, and let's design your best future. And that's my segment for tonight. And the pod already knows. They've gotten their emails. They're all set. And I'll talk about that on Thursday, Bruce.
Very good. Thank you, Sue. Wow. Okay. DYBF 100.
Designing your best future. Say it.
Don't have to say designing your best future. Just put DYBF 100 in the subject line. Make it easier.
I know.
And the other thing is,
is our resonant piece showing up.
Send these to Integrated Minds. If you can spell integrated, you're in pretty good shape. integratedminds@hushmail.com. There you go.
Yeah.
Send it off. All right, Sue. Thank you. and let's make sure to listen to Bob's intel tonight, because I think Bob's got some pretty good stuff to talk about. And we talked about a little bit of it last Thursday, but we've got more and more information. And, Bob, I'm hoping we've got more and more testimonials that you can bring out to us tonight and put us in the right mode for these new nutritional products that we have coming.
If Bob is there.
And Bob, are you there, brother? Okay, good.
Yep.
I didn't want to have to do your whole segment for you, but I'm glad you're there. Okay. Come on in, Bob. Come on in. Sue, keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Sorry, I had to put you on mute because I had a sneezing fit.
Oh, did you really? Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
sorry, Bob.
Just
sorry.
Shoot. but anyway, you mentioned about testimonials, and yeah, we got a couple.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of them, but I'll just read two of them. This one
okay.
was a correspondence between one of our customers and Stephanie. And so this one came in. The person said, the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley have already made a significant difference in the inflammation of my joints. I have ordered and received Myotrol. I'm hopeful the Myotrol will also give me a great deal more energy. I'm having significant difficulty getting the Myotrol go into my stomach. So this guy has an issue with his throat. He says, do you guys mm-hmm. have any suggestions as to make the pill more slippery so it will mm-hmm. enter my stomach more easily? Now, Myotrol is already really slippery. And so Stephanie writes back, you can open the Myotrol gel cap and swallow the liquid or add it to water and drink it. Please let us know how it works for you. So this isn't the first person that needed to get the liquid out of the gel cap.
Okay.
Follow-up response. Fantastic. That'll work. I only took two pills 2 days ago, and I could tell the difference the next day. I've experienced a great deal of pain in my joints for years. My hands would barely close when I awakened every morning. For the first time in months, I can grip without pain. I'm 84 years old, and I work full-time at a major home improvement retail store. I handle doors and windows. Either of them can be extremely heavy. I found myself having more energy after taking only two pills. Thank you guys so much. I'm not one to sit down and give up on life simply because I'm old. I look forward to being involved in many things in the near future, especially Bruce's Rebuild America.
Awesome. Thank you. Yep. I'm thinking he's working at either Lowe's or Home Depot, probably. Could be Menards. Could be Menards. It's actually pronounced Menards, but Northeasterners say Menards. You know.
Yeah. And anyway, Stephanie wrote back to him and said, the collagen is our next great product to help with joints. It should be out in the next few weeks.
That's right.
And so he's still having a little trouble with his joints. I think the collagen will put the finishing touches on it, and he'll start to grow new cartilage. And I think this guy is going to be really healthy and strong for a long time.
Bob, did you get a first name on this gentleman?
No, we didn't get a first name, but we got his initials.
Okay.
His initials are GN.
Well, GN, I'm looking forward to working with you on Rebuild America. Thank you, GN, for wanting to be part of that of our project.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. And we did get some other testimonials too, and I'm just going to read one of them. Here's a guy who wrote in an hour ago about Myotrol. He said, lots of energy to do things that I've not been able to do in years. I am so grateful for this product. I love it so much, I signed up for AutoShip. And
That's cool.
Here's another one, Bruce. I just want to read this because this could be really helpful for a lot of people. This lady wrote in, and she's talking about our product that's magnesium with zinc. She says, I get leg cramps at night, except when I take this product. Thanks, Boomers. And so if people are experiencing leg cramps, quite often the magnesium product will fix the problem for you. If not, you might need a little bit of potassium. And you can get potassium at any drugstore or health food store. It's really inexpensive and really effective in helping with leg cramps and lots of other things. I'd try that magnesium first. It's magnesium is like one of the master compounds that the human body needs. Mm-hmm. And it does like 300 different things. But, and the last thing I was going to say, Bruce, is we are in the midst of having our best sale of the year. We're doing like 16 different products are 25% off, including our Boomer Boost and Barley and our collagen, our lignans and probiotics and our Clarity Factor and a bunch of other stuff, including that magnesium with zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is there now that we just put up on the site last week is our new roll-on pain relief called Super Strong. And
Super Strong.
Yep. And that one, and I have to tell you, Bruce, after talking about it last week, over 100 mm-hmm. people already got their Super Strong. So I can't wait to start seeing testimonials. People should start receiving stuff in the mail right about now because you had the mm-hmm. weekend in there. So, and there are so many orders that we got a whole day behind. Today,
wow.
I helped the mailman load the boxes into
his truck.
Into his and
yep.
it took up his whole truck. Yeah. But Bill got caught up really well. He's worked really hard on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic.
And
yeah.
Almost all the packages out. And great. It was a lot because we had the new product, but also because so many things are on sale that is contributing to, you know, the extra workload for Bill.
That's right. Yeah.
And the mailman. That poor mailman. Oh, my God. He had probably 500 pounds of stuff to load into this truck.
Right, right.
And anyway, that's what's going on with our sale, and that's what I got for tonight, Bruce. It's 2 minutes after 10.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Yeah, loving that new Super Strong product that's going out now. And, you know, we just can't say enough about Myotrol, and just the testimonials on it are fantastic. And then everybody on Boomer Boost and Barley together, one effectuates the other. And they work really well together because they're both powders and they're great in water with the shaker bottle and all of that. And I put lignans and I put premium probiotics in with mine and have those every day. So that's really excellent. Thank you, Bob. I just love the testimonials. And you know, what's really fun is, you know, 84 sounds old, and it depends on your frame of mind, and it obviously depends on how physically strong you are. And I like the fact that this gentleman, GN, is still working at a home improvement store, probably Lowe's, could be Home Depot, either one. But yeah, that's great. And that's, and I imagine he has a wealth of experience and wisdom in the building industry. So it's going to be handy, real handy. I don't know where you live, Jen, but wherever you live, we're going to get everything up on a new website, and we'll be looking for people to fill out information for us and get that, get everything started. And we're going to be building out the websites, hopefully getting started on building those out before the end of the year and get that started. Probably we'll get started, and I'll be in touch with you guys as, you know, we get information, and as I can let you know, I'll let you know as a recorded call, as a link on an email that we send out to you. So that's why we need to make sure we have your email for our future projects together. All right, so keep in mind to get in touch with Boomers. The way that you find Bob's website, the Boomers website, is to go to BigCallUniverse.com, BigCallUniverse.com, and then when you get on the homepage, which is my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you can go right into the site. You can look through all of the various products that are on sale and pick up your 25% off on many of those products, including Boomer Boost and Barley. So check all that out. And then if you need the phone number to call to get with customer support for any reason, you know, give them a call. And the number is 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to call. And if you get a recording when you call in, it means they're already on the line, can't take your call, but they'll, if you just give your name and your phone number, they'll turn around and call you right back. And they're really good at doing that. As soon as they get off the line, boom, they'll call you. And that's what you want. Their customer support is excellent. And if you're a Big Call listener, they really are extra special in terms of not feeding back on my call right now. They're very good at responding to you. Okay? So keep that in mind. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Let's go into where we stand on an Intel point of view. Now, getting good, solid Intel is getting harder and harder with fewer and fewer of our sources getting back with us. Some of that is due to gag orders. Some of that is due to new NDAs, but I can tell you what we have is, I think, very good and hopefully very accurate. All right, we'll start with, we did hear from Iraq a couple of days ago. I think I brought that up on Thursday's call, but Iraq is to put a new rate out, and was to put it out where we could see it last Sunday. And I don't think the rates yet are on redemption center screens and may not be on Forex yet. I predict they'll be on the Forex tomorrow. The rates were up on the bank screens today, though. Now, yesterday, we didn't have rates on bank screens, redemption centers, any screens. They weren't up at all. But at least today, they made their way to bank screens. But what we're looking for, of course, is the rates that are coming up on the redemption center screens. Some of the rates will be the same. Some will be different. And there's a real good reason why redemption centers have been created primarily for the ZIM and the rate of exchange on the ZIM, which is a redemptive product. We can redeem the ZIM as it is a bearer bond. That's why we use the term redemption center and why they've used that term. We didn't think of it. They thought of it, and we picked up on it. redemption centers throughout the United States. The ones in the U.S., as you should know by now, are overseen by Wells Fargo, and the ones in Canada are overseen by HSBC. Okay? And Europe is Europe, and South America, I believe, let's just call it Latin America, which really counts Mexico all the way down to Tierra del Fuego, is Banco Santander, Santander Bank, right? And also HSBC. I'm sure there are other banks in some of those countries that will be doing exchanges. But I cannot speak to redemption centers except for Canada and the United States. That we know about. And that we know. So here's where we're going with this. What we're getting from our people is primarily from bond paymasters, and we're hearing that bond paymasters said that their bondholders would be receiving their emails, which would give them access to their accounts either Tuesday or Wednesday. They have not yet received those emails giving them access to their accounts. Because the bonds have already been transacted. They've already been turned in. They know the values. Everybody knows. And it's a matter of, okay, I can see or I can't see my account, depending on the case. But the account should be accessible based on the information in these emails. So they're supposed to be paid, meaning get access to their funds, either today or tomorrow. And I know that they have not received that, as far as we know, today. That means tomorrow's really in play for bondholders to have access to their accounts. Now, what about us? Tier 4B, the internet group. We're the largest group by far. We're kind of in our own category. That's why we're Tier 4B. But Wells Fargo refers to us as part of Tier 4. And that's fine. We just know that we're a little bit different than some of the other Tier 4 groups. But we have received word late last night, like after midnight, and for me this morning around 9, from one of the paymasters that we know that said, it looks like Wednesday for our notifications. That's tomorrow, Wednesday's tomorrow, and it looks like we are supposed to be, according to this individual, with Wells Fargo, who received an email from Wells Fargo saying we should be receiving our notifications by email tomorrow. So if that happens tomorrow, we should be able to set our appointments tomorrow and probably start exchanges on Thursday. Because I don't know what time they're going to show up tomorrow. I don't know if they're coming in the morning. Hey, we got a possibility of exchanging tomorrow. If they show up in the afternoon, more likely, we're going to set appointments only tomorrow and start exchanges on Thursday. So we'll see how that plays out. That's really good. And hopefully tomorrow, now rates will come up on redemption center screens, and everybody at the redemption centers will get used to checking those out, and they'll see those, and they'll see what they are, and just all that good stuff. Now, the other thing is the Forex. Now, rates could go up any particular day, but they usually come up on Sunday afternoon around 5 Eastern time or sometimes on Wednesday. Now, what I've been told by people in the know is that the rates for these currencies do not have to be on Forex for us to start exchanges. And if that's the case, then it won't matter whether the rates are up on the Forex tomorrow or not. I have a feeling they will be. And we know that when the dinar came out Thursday or last Sunday, whenever it came out on as an international rate, they wanted the dinar to be traded up higher for us. We know what the rate was when it came out, and the rate was to be traded up higher and higher and higher until they got to where it needed to be. Now, is it where it needs to be yet? I don't know. Will it be there tomorrow? Don't know. Will it be there by Thursday, supposing that we start exchanges then? Probably so. Probably so. So we'll see how that goes. We do know this, though. As far as the dinar is concerned, remember, at the redemption centers only, there is a contract rate, meaning it's been contracted. President Trump did this.
From one hotel room to another one.
Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened to Bruce? Sorry, I was speaking in my phone. I just had it on mute.
Yeah.
Can you see? Did he drop off?
No, I can't tell. There's the conference view on the... on the call is showing that there's no callers.
What does that mean? That means that it's the dashboard's
looks
just
like
messed up?
Called. Yeah.
Do you want me to try calling him?
It's not even showing the... Yeah.
Okay, you be the entertainment. Tell jokes. What?
There's actually... I don't think there's anybody left listening. I think the call dropped.
Really? Wow. So...
Yeah.
The whole call dropped?
Yeah.
So what happens to the recording? Does that mean the recording doesn't happen?
No, the recording got started. But...
Wait. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm hearing... Okay. Jane Kay, are you there and you can hear us? Hold on. Well, she's typing me. Faith is still up. Yes, there are people still there.
Oh, good.
I got my peeps. They're my peeps. They're
okay.
Monica, okay. Yeah, okay. So, pod people, Karen, thank you guys. Okay, so we're still recording. Just hold on. I'm going to go see where Bruce is. I don't know what's going on. Hang in there, podsters, and all people. Hold on. Bob is going to take good care of you. It said, hold on. It said it was recording. What do you mean it said it was recording? You co-pilot. Okay. I'm going to call Bruce, everybody. Back in a minute. Do this.
All right. So while Sue is doing that, I'll let people know that are still listening about the new product that we have coming out. We talked a little bit about it last week and got an update. The manufacturer for the product is going to be finishing it this week. The product is going to be called Collagene, and it is designed to help people that have deteriorating cartilage. So if you have started getting pains in your knees, your hips, and you've been to the doctor and had, an MRI or x-rays, and they're telling you that your cartilage is wearing out, this is a brand new product that has the capability to help you regrow that cartilage, which is a really good thing to have happen. It can help you avoid surgery, which is, number one, it doesn't always work. Sometimes people are still in pain after that, and there's risks to it also. Blood clots, infections, and the like. And so this product is going to do that. And in addition, it has a pain control aspect to it that's a different mechanism than the rebuilding of cartilage. So when you rebuild the cartilage, you need to stimulate your genes to release the code for making cartilage, which is made of type 2 collagen and aggrecan and hyaluronic acid. And that is done via these molecules that have been extracted from plants and had the solubility changed and have been purified so they can make it right into the nucleus of the cell. And the pain mechanism is a little bit different. There's about 3 years ago, there was a pharmaceutical company that discovered a metabolic pathway for the conduction of the pain signal as it went up your spinal cord and registers in your brain. And they actually invented a drug that can block that signal. And it works really well. Well, Eric Kurtz, who's the man that invented collagen, has figured out an extract from a plant, an individual molecule from a plant that they can use to activate that same mechanism, that same blocking mechanism that occurs with that pharmaceutical drug. And it works really well. They've given this to people that have fibromyalgia and other types of pain that have gotten completely better from using the collagen. So it can rebuild cartilage. It can also block other types of pain. And for the people that didn't get to hear too much about the other pain control product that we just got, that we've had that for just about 5 days now, and it is the product that we call Super Strong. And this is also plant-derived product, and it's using a different technology for delivery. There's this gel, this nano gel, that's really good at helping getting the active ingredients, all of which help with pain, right in through your skin. And so it's a roll-on, and most roll-ons just numb people's pain, and it numbs it for a while, then you have to put it on again. This is actually a therapeutic thing, where you put this roll-on and all of these different active ingredients from the plants are able to get into your bloodstream, and it's very therapeutic for helping heal and helping relieve pain immediately. And we're going to put together a combo pack where we'll have both of them in the same pack, and we will sell them at a discount. And, you know, when you buy the two of them together. And so that's what I wanted to say. Hey Sue.
I'm back. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Not picking up, which leads me to believe maybe he's got a phone issue or his battery died or something like that. So I think what we'll do, I think he was pretty finished with his intel. It's
he's not on a call, right? Yeah.
I think so, too. So why don't I do this? Why don't I just close out? I'm just going to reinforce what you just said. Please, everybody, realize that your foundation for your new life is your health. And that's what, you know, Bob is the master in onboarding your new you, your new health, with his 25% off sale. It's so, so important. So go to bigcalluniverse.com. And it'll be a great opportunity for you just to familiarize yourself, take a couple of seconds to look. You're going to see the banner, and just click on it, and it's going to take you right to Bob's 25% off on-ramping of your new life. So do that. And then in closing, we also want to talk about, you know, we're all about your foundation and new foundations, healthy foundations, getting out of toxic worry, overload, all of that. So Bob is health. I'm your leadership and getting you ready to be the architects of a new world. And that's going to start with designing your best future. So that's just $100. Send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com. And we will get you out this program that is going to take you through, as soon as you walk out of the Redemption Center, what you need to be thinking on and executing on, all the way through your first year. But the first two programs are really, really important for you to be really walking as this new you and free of the toxic overload that is really quite possible when you start this journey. So please take advantage of that. It's just $100 or $25 a class. And I think we're good, right, Bob? And Bruce, wherever you are, thank you for, you know, leading this call up until your amusing exit, and let's close it out with a prayer. Thank you, everyone, for joining with us tonight to be in the victory, the triumph, the glory, and the holiness of who you really are in Christ. Let this be one of your most memorable times on the Big Call, because we think we're very, very close. And just know how deeply cared for and loved you are by Christ, by Bruce, by me, by Bob, by Genia, by GCK, by Doug, by all the people in the pod. Know that everyone here is deeply connected and embraced in the deepest love of God, to go out and lead the world in a new and incredible future. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, we say good night and amen. Bob, can you turn off the recording?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's *9.
Yeah, it is *9. Yep. I guess I could too, I guess, if you can't.